Welcome to Shomar Shom on the Daf, your sponsor, Lunish Basam Yakushom Lea Basitzchok. We're holding Mometzia Daf Ayin Base. The Gemara the Taba Umdalev speaks about a goy who was Malva Beribis, he did a loan Beribis, which he's allowed to do, and then he became a ger, then he converted. So if Zok von Bemilfe, he made it as a one big loan that has the principal and interest before he became a ger, he can be goyvi, he could take the principal and the interest after he became a ger. But if Zok von Milvi made it into a loan only after he became a ger, so then he can come and take the ribis, only the principal, because once he became a ger, he already designated this is a loan, this is a ribis, he can't do it after he becomes a ger. Now, first of all, you see from this Gemara something fascinating. Lechoro, how can the ger come and ask for his money? He's ger shizgar ki kota shreel dami, he's a new person. Can the borrower, the Jew, say, well, I'm sorry, the money that you lend me, that wasn't you, that was the guy. You're a Jew, so I don't owe you the money. He cannot say that. So you see that the definition of ger shenizgar kekot shnayon dami, a ger who converted is a new person, it's not for everything. It's not for every nekuda. He's still the same person, but there's some inyanim that could say to be kekot shnayon dami, but not regarding this. There's a Tosis in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Aleph that says clearly that there's a difference between Dinei Odom and Dinei Shemaim. Regarding Dinei Shemaim, Gershon is Gai Kikotet Shneur Dami, he's a new person. But regarding Dinei Odom, he's the same person. And the Poiskim is brought down in the Tshuvas Beis Yaakov. He brings that this is what was brought down La Halacha, the Sefer Chasidim, in Ois Tafri Tzadik Aleph says, even though a ger is considered to be a newborn, he needs to pay whatever he owes. And if he killed someone, he will need to have a kapara to rectify what he did. And the Achorin, you speak about this in length, and there in the Sefer Chasidim, in the Mokar Chesed of Rav Reuven Margolyos, he brings several poskim to speak about it, at the Chidor in many places. But the Chavos Yoren Siman Ayin Tes, and also the Yad Shol, who's the Sefer of the Shol HaMeshiv, and Chelek Beis Siman Reishim Aleph, they both say a similar idea. They say the Pshat is like this. When a ger becomes a ger, it's considered to be that he did tshuva. The Losh of Chavos Yoren is, B'bnei shekabolas ol toire u'mitzvois, mechaber el kol to'avois Hashem asher osu. By becoming a Yid, he rectifies everything else that he did before. It's like doing tshuva shleima. We know that tshuva works only in Beis Shemala. If a person is chayav of Koris, for example, and he does tshuva, he can rectify the sin. But a Beis Shemata, and Beis down here in this world, tshuva doesn't work. And the Shulam Meshi says that makes sense, because if so, if tshuva works, so any person who needs to be killed, he'll say, I did tshuva, and then Beis can't kill him. So basically, Shemata, the rule is we don't use tshuva. So if so, say the Chavos Yoren, it says the Yad Shol and many others, that's the pshat. That a ger shel izgar is considered to be kekodesh shenoylad because he has a full kaparo, he has a full cleansing when he became a yid. But that only works in Beis Shemala. Beis Shemata, it doesn't work that way. That change doesn't make any difference. And therefore, all monetary obligations or rights stay. Because it's not considered to be the kodesh shenoylad regarding things of Beis Shemata. Adds the Chavos Yoren that's only if he did something wrong as a goy. If he did an aveira as a goy, he did something wrong, so once he becomes a yid, it's rectified. But if whatever he did as a goy was not an aveira, was not something wrong, so then when he becomes a yid, it stays as well. And he proved that from our sugya in the same Gemara that we just mentioned. Because if the goy, before he became a ger, he was zok from the milve, he made a loan of the principal on the ribis, so now that he's a ger, he can take it. Hi, that's ribis, and ribis is also to him today. Yeah, but it wasn't also to him before he became a ger. So becoming a yid doesn't take away the right for what he had before. So it comes out, gersh is ger, kikot shenoyl dami, it has to do with going based in shemalo, because he had to be cleansed, he's a new person. But regarding Beis Shemata, he's still the same person, and he has to clean and rectify everything that he did wrong as a goy, not if he did something which is only wrong as a yid, but not as a goy. Anyone wants to join Shomachshava email list, what's a good, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.